Listen, friends, hear the word of God as it comes to us from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 27. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them." Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the word of the Lord, and I say thanks be to God. So my message is titled, "Hold On, Help is on the Way." Help that will teach and remind us. In ancient times, if you help someone in need, you were known as a paraclete, which when I heard as a child, I thought was a parakeet. And I thought, how cool is that? But no, this word paraclete is a different word. A physician or a nurse at the bedside of a sick patient would be a modern day example of a paraclete. Likewise, a rabbi or a minister who brings listeners a word of encouragement from God is also a paraclete. And an attorney, a legal counselor, defending a client in court is also a modern-day example of a paraclete. Jesus came as our first paraclete, a present help in times of trouble. Sometimes we speak of Jesus' help with the language of medicine. We say, "He is our great physician." Sometimes we use the language of law and we say Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Sometimes we use the language of preaching, saying Jesus is the living Word of God. Jesus came on the scene, a vulnerable baby, and yet he was Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came to bring life in its fullness to all who would follow him. Jesus came to love and save the world from sin and hate and darkness, not to condemn the world or to condemn us as sinners. Jesus came as a paraclete, a helper, an advocate, a friend. But our scripture today arises out of a context of anxiety, which is something I think we can all relate to during these COVID-19 days of drawn-out isolation. You see, Jesus' earthly ministry was drawing to a close, and the paraclete sent of God to save the world was preparing to do his part by laying down his life, by going to the cross, by dying a horrific death. Jesus was making ready. He was preparing his disciples for this pending death and resurrection, and then for his time of ascending back to heaven and leaving them. He was trying to help ease their anxiety. And in the face of his imminent departure, the disciples can't help but wonder, now what will we do? Who will help us once you're gone? To whom shall we turn after you are gone, Jesus? And perhaps we've wondered at times, does God give us help only to take it away when we need it the most? How can we go on without Jesus present with us to help us? And it was into that place of deep anxiety over their present and future situation that Jesus brings a word of promise. He says, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another paraclete, another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. So who is this new helper who's to come to our aid? Who is this Spirit of truth? Well, according to the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit sent to us by Jesus is God with us as paraclete, who continues to help as we've seen help come to us in Jesus. Jesus is sent by the Father, and so is the Spirit. Jesus is known by his followers, and so is the Spirit. Jesus teaches and leads us in truth, and so does the Spirit. Jesus speaks not his own words, but the words of the Father. And the Holy Spirit also reminds us of the words of the Father and the words of Jesus and all that Jesus taught. The Holy Spirit does today what Jesus did in his early ministry. The Holy Spirit is God with us and God for us today, tomorrow, and forever. So with this new insight of help that's on the way, the Gospel of John reframes the crisis in the church. The departure of Jesus is not the end of God with us or the end of God for us, for a new helper is coming to us. And with the arrival of the Holy Spirit as fresh wind and fire, the disciples of Jesus both then and now have God with us still as a helper, an advocate, a comforter, as one who comes to our aid and our defense in our times of trouble. As Jesus leads into sharing that help is on the way, he begins by calling disciples, all disciples, past and present, to accountability. He says that accountability this way: if we love him, we'll keep his commands. Well, what were his commands? You remember how he summarized that if we would love God, heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbors, and love ourselves, and then he even went so far to say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And then he demonstrated during Holy Week by washing dirty feet and serving others in humility. So Jesus holds us accountable to God in love. It's not that our obedience or our loving acts of service are going to determine whether we'll be saved or not, for Jesus has already given us that as a gift, and he's called us as those who have been saved to follow him and serve with him. He's aware how easily we can be distracted back into selfish living, me for mine kind of thinking, looking out just for number one, allowing ourselves to block out the needs of others and missing out on his mission of love that is intended not to just reform us, but through us to be reforming the world. Jesus is reminding us through the Holy Spirit that we were made for each other. We were created for community. We were created to be interdependent as living and interactive pieces of one body of Jesus Christ, living and loving and serving in the world today as the church in the world and as the church for the world. Well, this is no easy task. And if we face that, we might easily despair and think, how could we possibly carry the work of Christ in our day? How could we possibly reform our world? Well, clearly help is needed. We need God's help day by day. And the good news is that Christ anticipated that and promised that help is on the way. Jesus saw our need. He shared God's plan. He says God the Father is sending the Holy Spirit to accompany us, to encourage us, to call to mind Jesus' teachings, and to remind us of all that Jesus said and did in his lifetime. See, apparently we're somewhat forgetful, and we need that constant, loving reminder of who we are and whose we are and what we're called to be and do in this world today. And yet still we wonder at times, who is this Holy Spirit? Well, I'll say a few words. Our helper in learning to love like Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our helper in learning to speak the truth in love. The Holy Spirit is our helper to obey the commands of Jesus. I've noticed during these weeks of isolation as families periodically break out the bicycles and tricycles and play in the streets around their homes, that I've seen about 6 kids learn to ride bicycles that could not ride bicycles before this time of isolation. Some jumped on and with relative ease got a push from their father or mother and pedaled off and began to balance and do great. Others were fearful of falling, and so they had those special training wheels. And I thought, you know, that's a lot like the Holy Spirit to my left and right, stabilizing me to give me confidence to learn something that scares me. And I saw one child give it up, throw his bike to the ground and say, I'm not going to do it. So his father gave his bike away. Weeks later, as in this week, his father had to go buy him a new bike because he was the only one of 3 boys not riding, and he was the oldest. And you could tell it was weighing heavy on him to not be able to ride a bike. So his dad kindly got a bike with training wheels, adjusted the seat properly, and then very kindly worked with his son getting him started till he felt confident enough to pedal off and make turns without overcorrecting and falling and hurting himself. I thought, you know, it's a lot like the Holy Spirit who comes alongside us, gives us that security we need when we're facing challenges that we're not sure we're cut out for. But it's something that we want to know how to do, and we just need help. And I thought, how like God to surround us and give us that added confidence through the Holy Spirit. Most days, I think we know in our heart of hearts that we need help to live our lives like Jesus desires. And that's good for us to know that, because help is available. Because the promise of Jesus comes to us right at our point of need. It's those days when I forget that I need God's help, that I stray and get in trouble and find myself confused or depressed or not feeling that I'm effective in the work I'm trying to accomplish. But it doesn't have to be that way. God has given us this help because God understands we need help. There's a sweet spirit of God, a spirit of truth, a spirit of love, a spirit of kindness that can open and mend broken hearts, a spirit who helps us remember that we're never alone, and a spirit who helps us do the daily work needed in order to follow and serve Jesus Christ here among the least and the lost and the lonely. And it's that same spirit that helps us continue to grow in Christ throughout our lifetime. Elsewhere in Scripture, Jesus warns us that in this life there will be trouble. And if ever there was a time in our world where we sense that most clearly, it's been the year 2020. But Jesus says, "Fear not, for I will not leave you alone. Help is on the way. Godly help through the accompaniment in life of the Holy Spirit." At times we struggle to connect our lives to this helper that Jesus has both promised and provided. It's as if we don't know what the Holy Spirit looks like, so we stumble about at times like helpless children when help is already here. In today's gospel reading, we get a couple of clues as to what the Holy Spirit looks like. Clue number one says the Holy Spirit looks like an advocate, the one who stands up for you when you need it, the one who speaks up on your behalf when you can't find the words to defend yourself, the one who lends you a helping hand when you don't feel strong enough to do it yourself, the one who takes your side in an argument, and the one who won't leave you when you're down and out. The second clue tells us that the Holy Spirit looks like Jesus, the one who was the first paraclete. The Spirit is another advocate because Jesus was the first. The Spirit, Jesus goes on to say, will abide with us, just as Jesus, the Word made flesh, has abided with us. And the Spirit is sent to us in Jesus' name and reminds us of all of his teachings, calling to mind the things we need to be reminded of to help us live a life pleasing to God. In a very real way, the Spirit mediates Jesus' presence and helps us to keep his promise that he will not leave us orphaned and he will come to us. So then, the Holy Spirit is an advocate that looks a whole lot like Jesus, which means we have actually seen the Spirit at work a lot of times. Anytime, in fact, someone stands up for another, anytime someone acts like Jesus, anytime someone bears the love of Christ to another, we've seen the Holy Spirit at work. No wonder then that Jesus says you do know him, because as it turns out, the Holy Spirit at one time or another has probably looked a whole lot like you, and even a lot like me, and definitely a lot like each and all of us when we do those things that Jesus taught us to do about living and loving. Do you hear that? Friends, the Holy Spirit looks a lot like you and me when we stand up for others, when we try to be more like Jesus, and when we try to bear Christ's love into the world. So as we draw this sermon to a close and prepare to think about how we'll put it into practice in the coming days and weeks, I'm going to invite you to think back over the recent days and events in your life and consider this. Where have you seen the Holy Spirit in the world this week? Either through the good you've been blessed to do for others, or the good you have been blessed to receive from others, or to see out in the common marketplace. Now imagine me holding up a mirror and encouraging you to see the Holy Spirit at work in you, going out into the world, and ask yourself, what opportunities will await me to be about the Spirit's work in the coming days? I will say some of the hardest work we ever do is in our own home. So most of you are there, and you're having a lot of time to be there. It's not without reason that God would remind us, I am with you always. Jesus has promised and he has provided the help that we need through the presence of the Holy Spirit for us to be about his work in the world today, helping and healing the hurts of others as we share his love. And again, I say, how good of God. Alleluia. Amen.